The US-Africa Business Week, it's going to be an event that, in a significant move, is helping to continue to enhance export and import trade relations between the United States and Africa during the United Nations General Assembly, to host world leaders and to host diplomats, to host captains of industries and the African diaspora. This platform is needed for so long, but we took the bull by the horn and we're bringing together the resources that Africa needs to meet up with those opportunities that are lying all over the continent. And so the US Africa Business Week is an event that facilitates trade and investment opportunity. It's actually the only B2B and B2G event that started in 2019.
From talking to people, some of those are business people that you've had the privilege of interacting with, when you talk to them, what kind of investments are they looking for from the diaspora here, or even the Americans themselves? They talk about looking for opportunities in Africa, but in some cases they don't know what opportunities are there. What are we talking about?
The opportunity is immense on both sides. I need to tell you that we're not just talking about goods here. We're also talking about human resources. What we are doing, our campaign is saying, and that's what the mayor of New York connects with us on, that we should be allowed to meet directly with the buyers and sell our resources, our commodities, so without people being the middlemen and taking all the profits from us. So there is a lot of opportunities like that, and that's why we continue to educate people. For example, there is a push in Africa for non-oil exports. Virtually all the countries are campaigning for non-oil exports and adding value to products and goods. And they said that because they know that rather than sending raw materials, if they had value, they create jobs. Right, they sell at higher price, and then they also earn in foreign exchange. Right, but the challenge has been that there's no access to markets. They don't know how, and that's why we continue to educate in terms of how do you meet compliance, how do you package products to meet with Food and Drug Administration guidelines, how do you create a nutritional label. How do you get product to Walmart, Costco's, and places like that? We need to understand what does the market want? What are the requirements? Who are the buyers? How do we reach them? How do we bring them together? So for me, it's a journey of passion. And that's why we focus on continuing to educate them, to empower them, so that their product can have places here and not just seeds in the local African markets that, majorly is unregulated and the larger market don't patronize.